Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, to finish up the last guy's question, Satie, the strangest thing is we tracked back the claims that I work for Israel from the Israeli lobby. We've also tracked the disinfo that I'm some type of Jesuit agent, and I'm not even Catholic. My whole family's Protestant, to the Israeli lobby. So very bizarre. And the Israeli lobby is very active inside the United States. They know how whacked out the Internet is, and they do that kind of stuff. The issue is the information I cover here. What are you going to do with the information I cover? I'm here talking about how the public's waking up, how we're getting involved, how we're having victories against tyranny, how the flu shot's killing people, how they're putting poison in the water, how they're eugenicists. I'm giving you their own documents, chapter and verse. I'm telling the people to get out and active and vocal so they can see their own power. That's what the Joker poster was about. Then the establishment cracks down on it, tries to intimidate people not to do it. Then it only blows up bigger in their face. I mean, this is exciting. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to have the establishment. This is what the FBI said they did back in the 60s and 70s under Operation Chaos. How would they break up the anti-war groups or pro-gun groups or conservative groups or land rights groups or Black Panthers? They would come in with agents and sow seeds of dissension, and they'd say, the leader of your Chicago branch or your Detroit branch, he's stealing the money. Or he's really working for the man. Or he's doing this or that. You're going to know who's working for the man. They're going to be calling for violence. I could take one look at Hal Turner and tell you he was a Fed. Calling for killing this person, kill that person. It's now come out in federal court that he is a federal informant setting people up. Associated Press. He said that in court. It's admitted. When the feds come out and pose as patriots, they try to create dissension. They try to create racism. They try to black racist, white racist, Hispanic racist. They try to create division. They tell you you don't have power. They say everybody's a Fed, that you know, everybody should hide and not get involved, and that you better creep around, and you better not stick your head up or you're going to get it. And they talk about red and blue list all day, trying to intimidate you, trying to make you scared, trying to make you shut up and stand down. Okay? Period. That's how it works. That's how it happens. I mean, the people that say, because it's easy, it's mindless, it's simple to say, Alex Jones works for the Vatican because he's had guests on who happen to be Catholic. And they'll create a big list of every guest I ever had on and if they're Catholic or not. I don't think Catholics are bad people. I think they're good pro-life people. So, I mean, here, let me just say it. I'm Jewish and I'm Catholic. They also say I'm a reptoid. I'm a reptoid. Fine. I'm bad. Okay, whatever. The point is that regardless, we now have to face the issues. Regardless, we now have to move forward. And, you know, I'm really sad to say a lot of this isn't COINTELPRO either. It's just jealous, angry people who are jealous at anybody's success and who are in this anti-New World Order movement to be stars or to be studs or to be celebrities. And they're not successful because they're in this for the wrong reason. And so they divide people along those lines. I'm here trying to work with everybody. And I've had incredible lies told about me, my family. Just any lie you can imagine, it's been told. And it's all lies, so I'm not really worried about it. I'm more worried about the souls and the minds and the psyches of the people that believe their own baloney. Okay? So, it's just that simple. I mean, whenever I do criticize Israel, the anti-Semites are so mentally ill, they post the videos and say, this was a secret radio show Alex did. He didn't know anybody was hearing it. They'll probably take what I just said earlier and say, this was secret. He didn't know it was on the air, you know, because they can't have me criticize Israel because that messes up their false paradigm because they're handled by federal agents.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're saying the last of the great shoe leather detective journalist is dead. Robert Novak died at 78 of brain cancer. Of course, they admit it infected over 200 million Americans with the SV40 and the polio shot alone. Most of us out there will die of what was put in our vaccines. Good bet that killed him, but dead of a brain cancer. Always love your country, but don't trust your government's a Novak quote, so he's dead. Speaking of health care, everybody wants to get into the United States for health care, but now it's been overrun by 30 million illegal aliens bankrupting the states. The feds want to take 20% on average. They say 15 to 25, depending, or more, of your paycheck. It's just a new way to grab your paycheck. But Jaron pointed something out that I often think when I'm watching CNN or MSNBC. It's done like a Billy Mays, in Jaron's words during the break, and it's true, a Billy Mays, you know, the infomercial king, for five-year-olds with lobotomies. And they now talk to you very slow. Healthcare plans save you money. Jaron, because they're targeting the fluoride heads. You were just commenting on it.
We just turned up the volume on CNN in there. They had a what piqued my interest. They actually had something that said, why do people hate healthcare? And then right below it, 20% lower premiums, question mark. And then they actually had little potato head type drawings like cartoons on the touchscreen. and it said, will this help John? Will healthcare help John? And she just draws an arrow to his pocket and says, yeah, it'll help John. It'll help his pocketbook and his battlefield. Literally, like it's for five-year-olds, and I'm smarter than a five-year-old, so I saw through it.
Well, that's the incredible part is what they're putting in the water, what they're putting in the food. I go to public events. I went to Schlitterbahn this weekend, and I was watching people while you're stuck in line for 20 minutes to ride a water slide with your kids. They can hardly talk now. They're like, and it didn't matter. And I talk to folks from Europe that come here, and if they're from, say, Ireland, a cop will say, hey, on the side of the street, hey, I hear your voice. Do you play golf thinking Ireland is Scotland? And then are you from a different state in the U.S. where they talk like that? And the person's like, excuse me, I'm from England or I'm from Germany. And they'll say, you mean like a German resort, or you mean like average people don't know there's other countries now? I'm not kidding, Jaron. I think it's worse than we thought. It's either you've got awake people that somehow genetically or whatever aren't as affected by the chemicals in the water and the food, but we're somewhat still brain damaged. It's clear. We all kind of look poisoned or half retarded. But then you've got the rest of the public that are just literally succumbing. Or is it some type of mind trance through the TV? Because I'm watching television now, and a lot of it is like I'm in kindergarten again. It's like, does Billy like the free health care? No, he don't. He's bad man. And I'm not trying to be mean. I mean, folks, they have like a retardation beam or something they're using on people.
It's pretty insulting. I noticed if you want to argue somebody over the merits of health care, if you watch the news, say like watch CNN in the morning, and you're having a debate with somebody at night, you can tell what they're going to say next. It's just bullet point. Nobody has a creative thought. It's just they're just running down the list of what they just saw in the news, and it's just
I'm going to go back to calls. Okay. I'm going to go back to calls, Jaron. But remember the Wall Street Journal lady that was here for a day?
Yeah.
And she begged to come and said, "I promise it's not a hit piece. I promise we're going to do the piece." And I told her, very nice lady, Sarah McBride. I have her email right here. She's been writing for him for almost a decade. One of their big writers. I said, Sarah, if you don't write a hit piece, it will not be published. And she said, I've never had a piece turned down. No, that's not going to happen. And she read me big parts of the piece over the phone. It isn't a hit piece, but it was definitely 55% on their side, 45% mine. I mean, it had people attacking me and professors she interviewed. It was like a 1,300-word, huge, going to be front page, with my face in the Wall Street Journal. And they overrode the head editor and someone from corporate. Told them, no, we're not promoting Alex Jones. So, and I told her, she says in the email, she also called Rob Dew yesterday, he wants me to call her, Alex, I don't know how you, because she laughed at me. She said, they've never, hundreds of articles I've written never killed a story. And I said, well, get ready. But I said, just for your education, you can come here and waste my time. And I told the Psychology Today guy that, and that's certainly a hit piece too, but they're digging around for dirts. They haven't published it yet. And, in fact, let's call Rob Dew in here and talk about this. Hey, Jaron, thanks for coming in,
bro. No problem.
Rob, come on in here and talk about it. You were there when I kept telling her over the phone, and then I told her, no, I'm not doing it, and then she begged. And I mean, look, I was there when a huge director who made Some Kind of Monster, Brother's Keeper, Paradise Lost, all these top, films, as big as Michael Moore's films, and he made a $3.4 million TV series with me in it. I wasted all this time, and then he wouldn't turn it into a hit piece, and they just said, fine, your contract says you got final cut. Our contract says we can shelve it. Been shelved for over a year. But you talked to her yesterday. Tell folks what she said.
Yeah, she called up and said, well, Rob, this is she gave her name. I'll just tell Sarah first name. It's Sarah. And
Sarah McBride. There's no Sarah secret. McBride.
Yeah.
Why are we
well,
– I mean –
Well, I know. No, you're right. And anyway, she said, I will have some bad news. One of the executives who, I guess, read the article said they didn't want to give as much space to somebody like Alex Jones, and then he went on vacation. So shelved the article and went on vacation for 2 weeks. And she said, it's exactly like Alex said. She said it's exactly like he predicted. So I guess when you were talking with her, you predicted that they weren't going to run the article if she was doing something truthful.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hit piece, but it didn't say that I'd murdered children, or it didn't say that I... am a drug trafficker,
right?
Or some other lie, and so it's dead. But that's how, but I want the executives, the Wall Street Journal, to know I could care less. This is why we turned down most interviews. She just kept begging and called Ted Anderson, And I said, Ted, I'll do this because you're asking me to, but I said, it's not going to run. And I said, next time, leave me alone about it.
Yeah.
Because I get these calls every day from Genesis. Hey, this newspaper wants to talk to you. This magazine wants to talk to you. And just, no, I don't want to hear it. I'm not doing interviews for no reason anymore. Okay? Right. I've done it over and over and over and over again. And the only way it goes in the newspaper is if it's a lying hit piece. Okay? And she wrote a piece that, you know, wasn't flattering towards me at all. But they know it's just going to send people to me to find out who the real Alex is. See, hit pieces actually help us. When somebody says I'm a murderer, or somebody says I'm a drug dealer, or somebody says I'm a killer, or somebody says that I work for the Israelis or the Vatican or the Russians, I mean, or the Al-Qaeda training camps, that's another one. If I ever really get attacked on something real, which there's really no skeleton, so there's nothing to attack me on, all I do is work all day. I'm a family man, very, you know, clean cut, the whole nine, don't even drink or smoke anymore. If I ever did do something bad, no one's going to believe it because they've been acclimated with total crap all day. But the issue here is all these attack pieces actually help me. And these more sophisticated, guaranteed spooks high up in Wall Street Journal, they know. They know that's only going to help me. So see, but understand, you didn't have some victory over me doing this. You're the fools, you executives of the Wall Street Journal. Do you get told not to give your kids vaccines? No. Do you get told to not drink the tap water with hundreds of different chemicals in it? We've got Natura, the water system here in Austin. The name fluoride is over 100, depending on which brand. It could be over 300. You know, it varies.
Fluorosilic acid is what the catch-all phrase is.
Yeah, and that's what the city of Austin told you.
Yeah, they said straight up, this is, we get it from Florida, and it comes right out of these plants, but it's cleaned and processed.
That's okay. But then you saw how it was holes eaten in the concrete where a few drops had dripped.
It's horrible. I can't believe we put this in our water. And, I mean, honestly, if I didn't have to earn a living, that's all I would be fighting this tooth and nail.
I mean, exactly. But, I mean, my only point is, the vaccines are killing people. The water and the GMO, pharmacological, they're designing it. They can go in and design the corn, design the wheat to sterilize you, to give you cancer. They admit it. They brag. That's what matters, not getting caught up in the personality of Alex Jones. They hate me because I put out issues. And, again, it doesn't hurt me at the Wall Street Journal that they did that. I did this to educate your reporter, and now she knows it's all real. It's not funny anymore. So I decided, since she begged and pleaded, to let her come and let her see for herself.
Yeah. And you were nice to her. You gave her plenty of time.
I also did it so Ted, who's a nice guy, well, you know, he was like, come on, Alex, it's the Wall Street Journal. Because she kept calling him. And I said, okay, last time, Ted.
Yeah, originally you said no. We talked to her, and you're like, no, I'm not going to do it. And then the next weekend, he's like, well, she's going to come in. But anyway, here's another thing. Speaking of food.
Healthy food obsession. Oh, yeah, I saw that over the weekend. London Guardian, they say eating healthy is a mental disorder. And if you believe in a corporate banking conspiracy, that's a mental illness now. They're arresting people in Europe for it. This is London Guardian. Healthy food obsession sparks rise in new eating disorder. Fixation with healthy eating can be a sign of serious psychological disorder. They're not eating the GM crops. Their testicles aren't shriveling off their bodies, Rob.
They're questioning.
They're not dying, Rob. It's not. They're not. Well, have you heard how it's a mental illness now not drink tap water?
Oh, yeah.
That
was in the Wall Street Journal, actually. It was on.
In fact, print, exactly.
I'm going to go get that. Yeah, I'll go get
it. It's mentally ill. Rob, to not drink your...
Did you see that one?
Mexican Army takes over customs on U.S. border. Yeah. AP.
Here's an interesting email we got, too. And we've already been sent posters of this. Anti-flu shot. Somebody wants to start a contest.
Yeah, we're going to have one that just says, don't drink the tap water. Yeah. In fact, I meant to tell you this morning, have Janae make one with Obama, but her own style, like Bush, right. She's much better than the other one. I'm not knocking the one we went with, but I mean, she does a better job with the Joker one, but Bush, she made. I want an Obama wild Joker with a smiling. I want him smiling.
Okay.
And then under it, I want to say, don't drink the water, or I mean, people will know don't drink the water means the tap water,
right.
or it's in the water, or should say it's in the water, don't drink the tap water, or don't drink the water, or don't take the shot. Or flu shot kills. Okay, so we're going to launch that with another $1,000, but I'll do it next week.
Right.
I want to have this winter. But tell her, go ahead and make it.
Okay.
Because we've seen the power of this. Let's continue it.
No, it's all over the local news. People are sending us links from all over local news.
In fact, I know we've kind of gotten conditioned, acclimated to not care, but when you get Kurt and Paul to create a master page with links to all the newscasts, all the... I mean, it's incredible. From Tokyo to Berlin, from to London to Buenos Aires to Austin, Texas.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Music and dig out some more good stuff. Good parts coming up right here. I forget the name. This is some Russian band. This is like from the early 1990s. All right, let's continue with your phone call. Cindy in Delaware, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I hope you give me more than a minute on this. I have here in Dover, Delaware, we had it was like ground zero for the experimental anthrax vaccine. Do you remember that? It was making the pilots sick. Okay, well, I pulled up a News Journal article. If anyone wants to Google this, it's ex-DAFB for Dover Air Force Base commander says troops used as guinea pigs. Interestingly enough, this colonel who stood up for his troops there lives in Texas. Maybe you can get him on your program. His name is Colonel Felix Greider,
G-R-I-D-E-R. You know why? You know why he said no? They started giving the first rounds, and people were collapsing and having autoimmune diseases, and people died. You can just search engine the term local vet dies after anthrax shot or local vet paralyzed, and it killed tens of thousands of them.
Can I read you something really quick that I think is very important here?
Sure.
Because, you know, it had the squalene in it, which is the same thing that's going to be in the swine flu vaccine, which makes the body
attack. Yeah, and again, squalene doesn't hurt you if you eat a little bit of it. It's the fact when it's in the bloodstream with
injected
with the pathogen, it causes a giant autoimmune response, and, right, and every organ in the brain swells.
Okay. Here's this was out of the News Journal investigative reporter. Of the first 50 batches of vaccine distributed worldwide for the mandatory inoculations, only 5 contained squalene, and those were all shipped to Dover. After denying for more than a year that there was squalene in the vaccinations given at Dover, the Air Force admitted in 2000 that it had been wrong. Now, here's the next piece of the puzzle. The 5 batches of vaccine sent to Dover contained increasing concentrations of squalene, Food and Drug Administration tests show. Some top scientists say the pattern of squalene concentration could indicate that the military was measuring the troops' response to different dosages.
Well, of course they were.
Professor who said, yeah, you know, this is not just coincidence.
Now, when you join the military, you join to be used and abused. It has nothing to do with America. The military is owned and run by the globalists. And we won't get our country back till the military admits to themselves this government isn't our government. Just like under Hitler, he got control of the German military. It was then illegitimate. And they don't care. They just want illegal aliens and criminals for the military now.
Alex, I had bought that Anthrax War movie from your show. And, boy, that's something. I've been following the dead microbiologists for years. And I'll tell you, when you put all the pieces together, it doesn't look good.
It is an amazing documentary. Thank you, Cindy. Bob in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
It's an honor to talk to you. I'd like to thank you on behalf of all Americans that remember what freedom once was.
Well, don't thank me. I'm just trying to survive and get freedom for my children. Look, I'm only doing what any person with half a brain would do if they were aware of this information.
Well, the big reason I called you is because I know you love your children. I wanted to tell you what happened in my situation. I've lost 2 children. My youngest, to shots. I had a toddler walking, talking, eating with a fork, laughing, asking questions. I took him to get his shots. He came home with a fever. And as the fever wore off, I never talked to him again. That was 12 years ago.
Nuts.
And the difference between when I took him and when I brought him home, you can't tell me that it's some natural phenomenon. This is something that came in these shots. And I lost another child to the school systems that my child got picked on repeatedly. And his principal, it was brought before his principal and his teachers, and they told him to be a man about it. And I told him what I thought, stand up to these kids, and they beat him up. It hurt his feelings so bad he didn't go back to school. He had a friend that was diagnosed ADD or ADHD, didn't take his meds, gave them to my kid. He took them, hallucinated, saw the devil, hanged himself, and I lost my precious, excellent.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. No, it's again, the death and carnage is in the millions, in the mega deaths all over the Western world. They're killing our children, drugging them, teaching them how to commit suicide with anti-suicide education classes that actually teach them how to do it. With the drugs, with the shots. Was your son 18 months old when they soft killed
him? Yeah.
Yeah, that's when that builds up. That's what it's designed to do. God bless you. I'm sorry to hear they killed your children.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. All right, I want to get into how we're entering the second American Revolution, the flu news. We're going to do that in a moment. Let's continue with your calls. Charles in Rhode Island. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Greetings and salutations, freedom fighter extraordinaire.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I want to tell you an idea, but I'm gonna just do a little plug here for 12160 Ning. We're the core group that left your InfoWars social, and we ended up over at Ning there. So that's what happened to your InfoWars social.
Anyways, I don't know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
Remember how you had the InfoWars social a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah, and my IT guys couldn't make it work. It got too big. Mm-hmm. What happened is people would go launch their own scripts within it, and it wasn't a hack on purpose, but it just wasn't designed to have 10,000, 20,000, whatever the members were, and so it was screwing it up. Yes, I know about the InfoWars social. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyways, here's an idea, basically. That you've probably never heard before. And this is something that we could attack the government with. I came up with this idea 12 years ago. I'm basically a progressive thinker. And I want you all to know, everybody out there in Radio Land, that a good idea has many mothers and many fathers. And basically the idea is, we own the government, don't we, Alex? the people.
Yes, but a foreign private corporate consortium has come in and hijacked it through the mechanism of continuity of government.
Okay, but since we really basically own the government, regardless of who owns it, okay, and we're all well aware of that, the fact is that we can demand the government does something, okay? And here's the basic idea of what we want the government to do, all right? We want the local and the state governments to stay at the level they are right now. It doesn't matter about them. But the federal government, we want it to reset itself back to the 1789 U.S. Constitution and the First 10 Amendments. Get rid of all the alphabet soup agencies. Get rid of all the congressmen and the president. Let the military all come back. Control all the federal government situations, the customs, the border patrol, the basic prisons and everything.
Yeah.
And
well, I would like to live forever, and I'd like to float around on fluffy clouds, and everything would be great. I mean, that's what we're pushing for, is getting our republic back. And that's why they're using Homeland Security and the rest of it to suppress the people. That's what it was designed for. That's why the feds staged the terror attack against themselves as a pretext to crack down on the people. But what is your specific point, sir? I got to move quick here.
Basically, there's all these television shows and movies and books all about how somebody went through all these crises, and then at the end of the book or the movie or whatever, they woke up from a dream, and it didn't happen. And this is the way, you know, you would reset a counter. If you had a gate and you were counting people that came in to a certain place and there was a million people, you wanted to reset it back to zero again, you reset it. But this would be with the experiment of America didn't work. And if we reset it back to the 1789 U.S. Constitution, if we focused on that one issue altogether, that we want our government to be reset back to the 1789 U.S. Constitution, the locals of the state government, they can stay at their place. The federal government has to reset back to zero again.
Okay, Charles, I hear you. I hear you. I think that's what we're all working towards. The problem is the criminals that live off of us, that run the local governments, they are teamed up with foreign corporations. We're going to have to remove them from power first. And they're going to use paramilitary forces against us. They are criminals. They are bank robbers. Daryl in Texas, you're on the air, Daryl. Go ahead.
Alex, I wanted to ask you a question. I've been meaning to ask you a question about gun permits, and that is simple. I'll just put it out there, and then I'll hang up and let you talk. When you apply for any type of a gun permit, are you detracting from your right in any way? I've heard you talk before about common law and the fact that all you need is the Second Amendment and you don't need a permit. What types of things are you stepping into when you get a permit and you apply for one? Are you limiting yourself? Could you give me your take on that?
Sure. Thanks for the call. Look, it's a very simple issue, but also very complex. Like most things, it appears simple. What I was saying is that under the common law, the only type of firearm that's illegal is a concealed firearm, because that's what criminals and thieves and people, that is the way historically they would conceal arms. Free men could carry a musket, or a long rifle, a hatchet, a dagger, a sword, whatever they wanted. But if you concealed it, that was a serious criminal charge. The whole point was everyone was armed out in the open. It was a very polite and free society. So the federal government and the state governments don't have any jurisdiction to make you get a permit to carry a firearm, unless they say, we'll give you a permit to carry it concealed. A permit is a right or authorization or letter of mark from the governing system to do something that would normally be illegal, prohibited by law. So they can't give you a permit to carry a shotgun or a rifle or a handgun openly, because it's not against the law. So but through brainwashing and conditioning, they trained the public that you're not allowed to have a rifle in your car, you're not allowed to have a handgun. I have two clips. I have an AP clip, and I have another clip of him on YouTube, right where the idiot lady comes over after the music, guys, telling my crew, and starts telling him, hey, put your gun down, that scares my kids, out in Phoenix yesterday. And when he gets talked to, he explains to people, if I don't have this gun openly, this AR-15 strapped around my shoulder, then I will lose the right. I have to exercise this or like muscles, it atrophies. And there you see the federal marshal standing 10 feet away. They're watching him. They don't look too concerned. Lord Obama, the little puppet, the front man. No, it's up on Infowars.com. It's a top story. There's one that's AP, and then there's a YouTube from We Are Change San Antonio is the YouTube search you do. Yeah, there's the AP. You know, I said I was going to get into the revolution that's happening, and I said I was going to get into all the vaccines and the rest of it. Maybe I should just do that. And I got Dr. Blaylock coming up about what these vaccines have been proven to actually do to people. But it is fundamental. It is criminal. It is done with malice of forethought. Consciously. When they put up billboards everywhere and say report illegal guns with an image of a rifle or a handgun. That's meant to create the image that guns are illegal because the government is criminal and does want your guns because slaves are disarmed. While the government arms to the teeth against the people, illegitimately, they want our guns. And so these people from Arizona to New Hampshire, from Texas to Vermont, from Oregon to Florida, are going to public demonstrations with guns openly. Now, people have done that in Colorado and been arrested and falsely charged and sent to prison for what's legal. That's how stupid the juries are. But these pieces on AP and CNN and the rest of it, where they're having to admit it's legal and lawful, that's the CNN headline. Man carries assault rifle to Obama protest, and it's legal. So this is all part of the revolution. It's about us standing up and saying, we are not your slaves. We are not your property. We are not going along with any of this. We are not going to comply with this. We are not going to go along with this. Let's go ahead and play the AP clip. I may not have sent you guys the We Are Change Phoenix or We Are Change Arizona, but it'll be on YouTube. I know it's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. I know I watched it there this morning. Maybe it's on Prison Planet, but c'est la vie, whatever. Here's the audio from the AP one. But the other one is even better. The actual We Are Change one, because this idiot woman runs over and gets in his face. And he explains to her, she says, I'm upset by that. I'm threatened by that. And he says, well, used to people would be threatened by my black skin, lady. You know, get used to it. I'm not your slave. I mean, they're so scared seeing a fellow slave, a fellow American armed, but they love seeing the government armed. You know, in a lot of free countries, places like Switzerland, at least in the past, the cops didn't carry guns, but all the citizens did because they didn't trust the government with guns. That's what a real free society is like. But now they've got it backwards. See, I'm not here to pull a plow for you, government. I know you think I am, but you're about to learn. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
Exercising my rights as an American in Arizona. I'm absolutely, totally against healthcare in this way, in this manner, stealing it from people. I don't think that's appropriate.
Tell me about why it was important for you to come out here.
Well, I come from another state where open carry is legal, but no one does it, so the police don't really know about it, and they harass people, arrest people falsely, and I think that people need to get out and do it more so that they get kind of conditioned to it.
So you're here specifically for open carry or for health?
For open carry, and I also to remind people that A lot of people think we live in a democracy so that we can vote at how the minority is going to live. And if we want health care, as long as we get enough people, we'll just take money from you and we'll buy whatever we want, pay for whatever we want. And I just think that it's in America, people have the ability to fight back and to resist. And that's another reason why I'm here.
All right, so there you have it. And later, Tex Mar is only with us for 30 minutes. I'll play the We Are Change one when we're actually live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We Are Change Phoenix. I bet it's up on FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's their local site there. Okay. I know we have loaded phone lines here, and I tried to answer that caller's question as best I could. It does not. In the contract you sign, waive your rights when you get a concealed carry, but it creates the common law perception of custom that you've got to get a permit to own a gun. And that's how the domestication started 60-plus years ago in Chicago and New York City. Anywhere mafia run, the mob has a way of disarming their slaves. This is a domestication process. Yeah, let's go ahead and actually found the clip. Let's play this moron woman coming over to him and self-righteously getting in his face, the same black guy, and boy, he did it just right. He's not wearing a mask or, you know, something that would discredit everything. He's clean cut in a dress shirt and black tie. He's sharp. He's well spoken. He's got a wicked, nice, compact AR-15 slung over his back. It's just absolutely the image we want to project. Because if it had been a white guy, oh, they'd have said he was racist or whatever. So this is a perfect image compared to the image that was somewhat twisted from Pale Horse. Not that Pale Horse is bad. I think Pale Horse is legitimate after talking to him. We appreciate him coming on the show, but certainly played into the media's hands. This is not playing into the media's hands. They don't like it. Here it is.
Bring an automatic weapon.
It's not an automatic weapon.
Well, okay, the AK-47 or what?
No, it's an AR-15 and it's semi-automatic.
Okay, well, semi-automatic. I mean, why did you feel like you were, had to defend yourself at a protest? I mean, what was the point
of the gun?
You
have to defend yourself everywhere. Bad things happen everywhere.
Okay, don't you think that the more guns people have, the more incidents of gun violence there's going to be?
No,
I mean,
not at all.
Don't you think it's all contrary?
Statistics I've seen seem to reflect the exact opposite of that.
Washington, D.C. has more violence than any other state.
It seems to me like the most violent places in the country are places that have the strictest gun laws. D.C. is, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is an incredibly...
laws in the country is in New York City, and you don't have to.
Well,
that's
DC,
not exactly true.
D.C. is a very violent place.
You're right.
And they're the worst. They're the worst on
guns. Good pause.
Just look at these morons going, D.C. doesn't allow guns. And it's the absolute pit of hell, the worst place in the world, in the industrialized world. Just absolutely hellish, the level of crime. I mean, just these domesticated morons want their kids to grow up in a society where they're total slaves. What is your problem, lady? Why is a citizen having a gun so scary, but you love the cameras and checkpoints and paramilitary police? You're a jackass, lady. Let's play her again.
Why is it just like a statement? Or?
Things can happen anywhere. Am I completely safe right now? Am I completely safe right now?
I feel completely safe. I mean, I brought my child. Your gun makes me nervous. The fact that people have them, in broad daylight like that makes me nervous for sure.
Well, there's a lot of things that make people nervous. At one point in time, my skin made a lot of people nervous. If I was around their children. If I'm not attacking them, if I'm not doing anything threatening towards them.
So would you use it today if you had to?
If someone was attacking you or me or anybody that I care about, any of my fellow citizens, I'd absolutely use it. I think they could handle the job. I think the police could handle it. But how can you have free people freely, like, protecting themselves with weapons? There's going to be problems. They're going to get stolen. Things are going to happen. You can't have... if you have the freedom to drive, that means there's going to be accidents from time to time. There's no, you can't have it. You can't have freedom to drive and no accidents at the same time. That's impossible.
Good pause. That is the key. If things are stagnant and safe, it's entropy and the whole thing rots and dies. If things are real and strong and serious and men are men and women are women and cars were cars, as the saying goes, people were polite. Because if you were rude to the wrong person, people were real friendly because you're rude to somebody, they'll punch you in the nose. And you didn't rob people's houses because they'd kill you before they put sterilants in the water to where our testicles shrivel up. And that's happened to everybody. I mean, folks, they're chemical weapon. They're turning this into a bunch of ninnies. Not only attack women. They're not turning us into women. They're turning us into these gelded, domesticated jellyfish. There's a reason men are running around and look like women now, because they're putting it in the water. That's been documented. This is real. And you've got these domesticated sloths that are scared of somebody that isn't a slave. And that's what freedom's about. Driving cars and firearms and life. It's about freedom, you domesticated chicken neck. And by the way, when you give up your rights for supposed protection, as Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin both said, you get neither, you get tyranny. The greatest danger is letting the nanny state. See, the nanny state's really cold-blooded and evil, but it speaks to the cowardly, weak chicken necks and gets them to join forces with the state to come geld real men and real women. They hate us. They hate it we're free. They hate it we're strong. They hate it we can have all the kids we want. They hate it we got houses, swimming pools that can live good. The control freak eugenicists want to get rid of all that. They love death. They love weakness. They love rottenness. Nothing looks better than that man with that gun strapped to his back. It's beautiful.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
But down, down, down. This happens from time to time. That's fine, because I got a bunch of video and audio clips I want to play. We were supposed to have Dr. Blaylock, the brain surgeon, on about the flu shots in this hour. We got the time zone scrambled. Our fault, not his. So he'll either be on the last 30 minutes today or later in the week. I want Blaylock for a full hour regardless later, because I want to get into these flu shots. From a brain surgeon. From a neurologist. From an expert. Okay? He'll tell you what's in them. He'll tell you what it's doing. But that is not my opinion. It is now mainstream news, the flu shot's killing people. And, hey, that's fortuitous that Blaylock may not be on today, because I need to get in to the mainstream news of what these flu shots are doing to people and have a discussion about this. Because just like citizens are scared of other citizens with guns when there's no reason to be scared, and people are scared of sharks in the ocean eating them when there's one chance out of a billion you're going to get eaten, people are scared of things they shouldn't be scared of, and they're scared of things. People are scared of things they shouldn't be scared of, and they're not scared of things they should be scared of. Because the media tells people what to be scared of. In fact, we ought to create a poster that's a great white shark rising up out of the water with scary eyes and teeth, and under it say, "Don't drink the tap water." That'd be an awesome t-shirt, because it gives you the archetypal monster. And it's coming out of the water, so there's that tie-in at a subconscious level. And then it says, don't drink the water. Don't drink the tap water. Is that not a good idea? And then people probably wouldn't, because at their mind-numb level, they'd go, there be shark in water, me no drinky. Because they'll think a shark's going to come out of the tap into their glass. They'll start getting scared of the tap water area in their house, and they're like two-year-olds. You tell them, big sharky come out of tappy, me not drinky. I mean, that's what they go, this patriot, this evil, it have gun, it bad. And they go, take gunny then. I mean, this is how crazy the brainwashing is and how out of control it's all gotten. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've done 2 hours here and hadn't plugged any sponsors. Let me tell you about a few of those, and we'll come back. And I'm just going to go ahead now and get into the flu shot, the martial law, all of it, how it ties into the revolution that's happening. And then we'll see if Dr. Blaylock's popping in. Tex Mars is coming on about the voodoo stuff going on at the White House, though. You can't make up this stuff. Reality's so much stranger than fiction, as they say. MySolarBackup.com, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1,800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com, MySolarBackup.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And then one other sponsor I want to tell you about is Diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, Diginet.net, banner up on Infowars.com. And they have the best prices and the best systems on, and they really do, go check it out, on hidden cameras for your car. Very easy to install. Takes a few minutes. Has a hidden little memory disc, little memory card. Can record hours, admissible in court. Little hidden pins that get audio and video admissible in court. They've got it all at incredibly low prices. Great service, great people. Diginet.net. Diganet.net. Diginet.net. Diganet.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.